Bronwyn. Tuesday, September 25th, 8:50 a.m. I can't stop doing the math in my head. It's 8:50 a.m. on Tuesday, and 24 hours ago, Simon was going to homeroom for the last time. 6 hours and 5 minutes from then, we were heading to detention. An hour later, he died. 17 years, gone, just like that. I slide down into my chair in the back corner of homeroom, feeling 25 heads swivel my way as I sit. Even without About That to provide an update, news of Simon's death was everywhere by dinner time last night. I got multiple texts from everyone I've ever given my phone number to.
You all right?
My friend Yumiko reaches over and squeezes my hand. I nod, but the gesture makes the pounding in my head even worse. Turns out, half a flask of bourbon on an empty stomach is a terrible idea. Luckily, both my parents were still at work when Nate dropped me off, and my sister Maeve poured enough black coffee down my throat that I was semi-coherent by the time they got home. Any lingering effects they chalked up to trauma. The first bell rings, but the speaker crackle that usually signals morning announcements never comes. Instead, our homeroom teacher, Mrs. Park, clears her throat and gets up from behind her desk. She's clutching a sheet of paper that trembles in her hand as she starts to read. The following is an official announcement from Bayview High's administration. I'm so sorry to have to share this terrible news. Yesterday afternoon, one of your classmates, Simon Kelleher, suffered a massive allergic reaction. Medical help was called immediately and arrived quickly, but unfortunately, it was too late to help Simon. He died at the hospital shortly after arrival. A low, whispering buzz runs through the room as somebody chokes out a sob. Half the class already has their phones out. Rules be damned today, I guess. Before I can stop myself, I pull my phone from my backpack and swipe to About That. I half expect a notification for the juicy new update Simon bragged about before detention yesterday. But, of course, there's nothing except last week's news. Our favorite stoner drummer's trying his hand at film. RC's installed a camera in the light fixture in his bedroom, and he's been holding premieres for all his friends. You've been warned, girls. Too late for KL, though. Everyone's seen the flirting between manic pixie dream girl TC and new rich boy GR, but who knew it might be something more? Apparently not her boyfriend, who sat oblivious in the bleachers at Saturday's game, while T and G got hot and heavy right underneath him. Sorry, JD, always the last to know. The thing with About That was, you could pretty much guarantee every word was true. Simon built it sophomore year, after he spent spring break at some expensive coding camp in Silicon Valley, and nobody except him was allowed to post there. He had sources all over school, and he was choosy and careful about what he reported. People usually denied it or ignored it, but he was never wrong. I'd never been featured. I'm too squeaky clean for that. There's only one thing Simon might have written about me, but it would have been almost impossible for him to find out. Now, I guess he never will.